guys, welcome back to Spirit Filled. My name is Louise, and today I want to talk about what it feels like to love someone who does not receive your love. Why do I want to talk about this right now? Because most of the time we are the ones not receiving the love of God, and I can just think about how painful it is when you try to love someone, when you would do anything for them, when you would sacrifice anything for them, when you really want to be their ride or die, and they just cannot see it. Either because they don't want to, because they just simply don't like you, and they just want you out of their lives, or sometimes because they just feel too unworthy to receive your love, because they know that they don't have that love within themselves. They don't have the capacity to love you in the same way. They sometimes think that they could never pay that back to you. And then they don't understand why you love them so much, how you love them so much. But love is not about, it's not a contract. It's not about understanding logically why you love someone so much, how you love someone so much. Love is really a decision. Love is about loyalty. Love is about peace. Love is about wanting to give. And when the other person loves you back, you give too. And because both of you are giving, both of you are also taking. But sometimes in a relationship dynamic, there's just one person who gives and gives and gives, and the other person cannot receive it. Like I said, either because they don't want to, or because they can't, you know, because they can't believe you love them so much. And with God, it sometimes is the same way, you know. Sometimes you feel like you can't receive the love of God because you're so unworthy, you know, because you're so sinful, because you don't understand how Christ could die on the cross for you and say that you don't have to earn your way into heaven. Like, you cannot grasp the concept of him loving you unconditionally because you were never loved unconditionally. You constantly had to prove yourself, constantly had to prove yourself to your family, to your friends, to your romantic partner. You always had to prove to them that you are worthy of being loved. They simply could not love you for who you are. But God is different. God said, I created you, I love you, and I did not create hell for you. And that's why I went to the cross and took the penalty for you. But that's the thing that you need to receive. And if you don't receive it, there is no way that you can benefit from the gift that he has for you. And so for those people, I can only say that God did it out of love for you, and he does not love you because you are such a great person, because you're such a good person, because you do things for him. No, because we cannot do anything for him. That's the thing. We don't have anything to offer. And I think that's why sometimes it's so hard to receive the love of God, because we truly don't have anything to offer compared to what he did for us. But he loves you because that's just who he is. That's just his character. And because we don't have the same love within us, we don't understand it. But that's the point. We're not supposed to understand it. We're the creation. He's the creator. You could compare it to the unconditional love of a mother for their child, but like, I don't know, a million times more. He loves you because he is your heavenly father. And now there's also another perspective. Like I said, there's some people who don't receive your love because they simply don't want it. That's another thing. You know, when you don't want God because you want to live your life your own way, you know, that's your decision. That's on you. God does not force people to love him. You know, just like we don't want people to love us by force. You want someone to choose to love you, to choose to spend time with you, You don't want to text them all the time, call them all the time, and be like, please spend time with me, please come see me. You want them to really love you. You want them to really say, you know what? This person really impacts me in a positive way. I want to make sure that I spend time with them because they inspire me. They make me a better person. Now, with God, He doesn't only make you a better person. He completely changes you. And He promises to never end the work with you. He stays with you until the end. With people, it's never promised. They can leave. And that's why you cannot depend on people, because people can say they love you one day, but the next day will leave. And that's not love. Because like I said, real love is about being faithful. Real love is about loyalty. And nowadays, I don't think that real loyalty really exists. I don't think that people genuinely strive to stay with you. People are always searching for red flags. People are always searching to cut you off. People are so traumatized. And then you go on social media and all you see is posts like, if he wanted to, he would. If she wanted to, she would. Da 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 da. There's no post about encouraging each other to really love each other. I mean, there are. There definitely are. I gotta correct myself. But it's not the most popular ones, you know. And I just want to say that God wants to love you. He wants to show His love for you. And He wants you to receive it, you know. Like, if you're at a point where you're like, nah, I don't think I'm supposed to give my life to God right now because I'm so young and I still want to do the things that I want to do, and I don't think I'm a change. I don't think... It's not about you changing out of your own strength, you know. God will change you the more you focus on Him, you know. Like, we're not supposed to chase the things of this world. We're not supposed to chase people. We're supposed to chase God. And when we chase God, we attract all the blessings. Then we don't have to sit in prayer for an hour, you know, praying for blessings. The blessings will attract you when it's the thing that you're not focused on. Like, when you least expect it, God will bless you with so many things. Why? Because you're focusing on Him. You're focusing on the one who's the only one who can solve your problems, the only one who can really give you the blessings. Blessings that you never even asked for. Blessings in such size that you could not imagine. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I think we all know what it's like to be rejected, whether it be with family, whether it be with friends, whether it be with your partner. And rejection doesn't always mean they cut you off. Sometimes rejection is they don't love you the same way you love them. You know, they stay in your life, but they don't have the same energy for you. And I think that's the worst type of rejection, because when they cut you off, okay, you're out of my life. I will cry for like one day, and okay, not for one day. Like, if you really mean something to me, I will definitely be sad about it for a lot more days. But I mean, at some point, I will just accept the fact that you're out of my life, and that's it. But when there's someone that you really love and they stay in your life and they stay giving you mixed signals, sometimes they're there for you, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they say they love you. Sometimes they say that they're not sure about you. Sometimes they say, I want you in my life forever, but sometimes they doubt you. Like, you constantly show up for them. You constantly show them that you will really be there for them and that you are there for them. But then randomly they wake up and they doubt your trust. You know, they doubt the trust that you have in the relationship. They doubt that you really love them. And I think that hurts. Imagine you do so many things for a person. You're always there for them. And they still question you. You know, like, they project issues that they had with other people on you, and you never hurt them. You never cut them, and yet they bleed on you. That's painful. And that's the same thing that we do with God sometimes. We don't trust him because people hurt us. We don't want to believe in him because people in church did us wrong. We don't want to be faithful because other people weren't faithful to us. And we're like, God, how could you do this? Are the people that hurt you God? No, they're not. They're human beings. So why are you blaming God? Make it make sense. Make it make sense, because it doesn't make sense to me. God never did you wrong. God will never do you wrong. He never did, and he never will. And that's why he's sad. He's sad because you treat him like he does you wrong. And I know you know what that feels like. When you are trying to love a person and they treat you like you are doing them wrong, you just ask yourself, for what? Like, what am I doing wrong? And that's the type of rejection that hurts, because you're constantly trying to prove to them, and you're saying and you're talking and you're doing, and it just does not matter. It just does not matter. But at some point, you gotta leave them alone. At some point, you gotta say, okay, you know what? I'm forcing things, and I don't think I can do this anymore. And that's why God says, you know what? I did what I had to do. I already died for you on the cross. Everything that you need in order to be close to me, I gave it to you. I made you in my image. I created the whole world. Like, the world did not come out of nothing. I don't care who tells you that. The world did not come out of nothing. He created everything. Like, when you see a building, you know there was people working on it. The building did not just appear. So why do we assume that the world just disappeared out of nowhere? Like, the fingerprints of God are all over the world. And we still don't want to give credit to God. Like, imagine you do something, you create something, and people keep saying you didn't do it. Imagine how annoying that is, annoying how irritating that is. But God really minds his business. He really does. And there's so much evil in the world. I think if I started talking about everything that's going on in the world right now, we would sit here for hours. We would really sit here for hours. But that's just the beginning of the end. And that's why we need to focus on God. That's why tomorrow is not promised. And sometimes we act like we just have all this time to get right with God, and we really don't. The world could end tomorrow. You could die tomorrow. And imagine dying without God. I think that's the scariest thing ever. You know? Like, Halloween is soon and all that. People gonna dress up scary. You know, it's all about horror and all that stuff. But the most horrifying thing to me really is, like, dying without Christ. Like, that's horrifying to me. Especially because he gave me so much love. So much love and so much peace and so much strength. And for me to just disregard that, that's more than disrespectful. I could never do that to him. And I mean, now I'm saying I could never do that to him, but I was at a point in my life where I did exactly that to him. So I know what I'm talking about. Like, I know what it's like to run away from God. I know what it's like to run away from love, because either you think you don't deserve it, or because you just don't want it. You'd rather just destroy yourself. But God loves you so much. He doesn't want you ruining your life, yourself, your morals. Like, he has so many big plans for you. You know? And he has so many plans where he wants you to really, he really wants you to live for him. Because that's the best decision that you could ever make. Live for him and inspire others to do the same. And love others. And share what is really changing your life. And I think that's really the most important thing that I could really say on this topic. But like, please just let God show his love for you. He has so much love for you, and you might not feel it right now. But like I said, sometimes we don't feel it because we don't want to feel it. We don't want to recognize it. We can only see the bad things happening in our lives. But we don't understand that the reason your heart is still beating right now, the reason why you're still breathing and you are not dead in hell right now, is because God still wants to give you a chance. It's because God still has hope for you, and he doesn't want you to live the rest of your life miserable. And you might think that you're living your best life right now, but you're on survival mode, and God does not want you to be on survival mode. God wants you to live life to the fullest. And what I mean by that is not like having a body count of 3,000 and, I don't know, flying to Dubai every year. And I don't know, all of those things that we see on social media, cars, women, men, and all that, that's not living life to the fullest. Like, most of those people really are depressed. I'm talking about having peace in your life. I'm talking about spiritual blessings. I'm talking about waking up and actually wanting to live. I'm talking about seeing the joy in the little things. I'm talking about wanting to meet people, wanting to love people, wanting to just have real dreams, real goals in your life, instead of just waiting for the week to be over so you could have some peace to your life. No, but like every single day, even in the midst of everything turning on you, being able to wake up and say, you know what, this is for my character development. You know what, I'm gonna still praise you. You know what, I'm gonna still love you. I think that's the most important thing. And God bless you. If you listened until the end, God bless you. I love you. And I pray that this resonated with you. I know, because it's hard sometimes. Life is tough. And I don't want people to think that life is all about joy, rainbows, and all that stuff. No, life is hard. But that's the reason I talk about the things that I talk about, because I think we need to be real. I think we need to be authentic. I'm tired of people acting like life is not what it is. Like, we only see the smiles and the happiness and all that stuff. And yeah, life is good, and you can be happy, and I love that. And I love being happy. But sometimes it's tough. It really is tough. And even God himself says that, like, in this life we will have tribulations. But at the end of the day, he's there with us. He's willing to stay with us. And so we need to stop chasing people who will leave at any mistake that you will make, you know, will not love you all the way through. And we need to shift our focus to the one who's willing to forgive us time and time again. You know, but we need to be faithful. We really need to be faithful. And we need to try to really make more sense out of our lives and stop living our lives away. But thank you for listening to this episode. Please follow me on social media. On Instagram, it's spiritfilled.podcast. Give this podcast a review, download it, share it with your friends, share it with someone who needs to hear this. And don't forget to follow me, and also put notifications on so you don't miss out on episodes. And thank you.